Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another beautiful day where we can experience you in the kingdom, in truth, in reality, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. We're reading from the TPT, but we'll go back to the last verse we finished yesterday. That is verse 19 to the end of the chapter.
We receive directly from him and his life supplies vitality into every part of his body through the joining ligaments connecting us all as one. He's the divine head who guides his body and causes it to grow by the supernatural power of God. For you were included in the death of Christ and have died with him to the religious system and powers of this world. Don't retreat back to being bullied by the standards and opinions of religion. For example, their strict requirements. You can't associate with that person, or don't eat that, or you can't touch that. These are the doctrines of men and corrupt customs that are worthless to help you spiritually. For though they may appear to possess the promise of wisdom in their submission to God through the deprivation of their physical bodies, it is actually nothing more than empty rules rooted in religious ritual.
Oh, hallelujah. Powerful. So here we see, going to the words of Jesus, you know, unless you're born again by the Spirit and water, you will not enter, or you won't see the kingdom. So we're born again of the word. We've taken hold of the word. We must be born again. We take hold of the word. We must believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth, and then we are saved. And that's what we've done. Now that we saved and we're in the kingdom, we can go to Hebrews 12:22. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Mount Zion, and then there we see the wonderful picture of we in the presence of the Father, and then Jesus is a mediator here of this new and this better covenant in the presence of the angel, in the presence of the prophets of old, have all been brought now into this fullness. They didn't have to wait any longer. Once Jesus came, they were led out of captivity, Abram's bosom, into the kingdom of God, and they're in the kingdom, and we are now citizens of this kingdom, and this is where we are, what we are partaking of now, the name that is written for us in heaven. And that's as the Holy Spirit opens up truth to us and we obedient to the truth. Jesus is the author and the perfecter of truth, and he manifests himself to us, and we experience the love of the Father, kingdom realities. So you don't want to go back into any shadows or any religious routines any longer. You want to stay in tune with the kingdom, with your God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what it's all about. It's extending this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And as we pray, your kingdom come, hallowed be thy name, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. How? When? As we partake of our daily bread morning by morning, and we love others the way the Lord loves us. For this kingdom, the power and the glory is all from and unto the Lord and his kingdom on earth. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for tuning us up to heaven's notes and draws out of us the melody of your divine symphony. Thank you for supplying the music to us and imparts the wisdom for us to play it under your direction. Amen.
Amen.